time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 85. Tonight, 80% chance for rain with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Lions Club will be conducting a free eye screening for diabetic retinopathy tomorrow. The testing van will be parked at the southeast corner of the Wayne County Courthouse from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of new blindness in adults, and early detection is a major factor in the prevention of vision loss. The screening may determine if a person has a retinal problem associated with macular degeneration. While anyone is welcome to participate, the Lions are targeting those 50 years old and older. For over 40 years, Lions clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois. Those services include assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. Anyone looking for more information about the eye screening tomorrow should contact David Savage of the Fairfield Lions Club at 516-1229. More news next.
Grilling season is upon us, and you need a new grill. Time to visit the experts at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Phoenix, Royal Master, and Louisiana Pellet Grills are in the showroom. Let us help you make the right choice for your cooking needs. Get a great price on the Phoenix Grill right now, only $575. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who have committed a rash of break-ins and thefts over the past few weeks. It was reported today that $800 was stolen from the Dylan Luther residence, a storage locker belonging to Tyra Winkler, several items, including a Frontier Bobcat uniform, bag, ball, bat, and mower from the Melissa Young residence, and a mower, battery, and weed eater from the Amanda Holman residence. Anyone with information on any of the break-ins is asked to call or text 842-9777. Five additional incidents have been reported in the past 3 weeks that have involved a break-in and theft in various locations around the county. 29-year-old Fairfield resident Joshua M. White was arrested early this morning on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. He was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine. Moore was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of a total of $1,170 bond. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Buddy G. Draper was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on charges of operating an uninsured vehicle and failure to yield at an intersection. Draper was released after posting $345 bond. 27-year-old Sisney resident Melody M. Hagen pleaded guilty yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court to a count of criminal damage to property under $500. Hagen was sentenced to 1 year probation plus time served. She was also ordered to pay $300 in restitution to Ryan Musgrave, along with $862 in other fines and court costs. The Fairfield Community of Christ Church is holding a blood drive today until 5:30 in their Family Life Center. Anyone with questions should contact the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Anyone looking to make an appointment can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767. An unexpected tax revenue windfall has so bolstered Illinois finances that Governor J.B. Pritzker has nixed a plan to reduce pension payment obligations next year. Yesterday, the Pritzker administration sent a letter to lawmakers that reportedly said that $4.1 billion in individual and corporate income tax revenues had been collected in April. That's up 38% from 2018 and is $1.5 billion more than was initially projected. The letter credited the economy, federal tax law changes, and more. It says the increase will cover an expected $1.6 billion shortfall in this year's budget. It also bumps up by $800 million the projected income tax revenue for the budget year that begins July 1st. Governor Pritzker will reportedly apply it toward the required $9.1 billion payment to the state's woefully underfunded pensions. He originally wanted to borrow money and delay the payoff schedule by 7 years. Lori Robson, Wayne County CEO board member, said the CEO program in the county is making progress in its plan to start next school year. Robson, appearing yesterday on Morning Coffee, said the first year of the program will likely have 9 students, 6 from FCHS and 3 from Wayne City High School. She said that total wasn't verified as of yet, but it appears that will be the case as of now. Because of the distance between the schools, Robson said the board was hoping to find a midway point for the group to meet, at least some of the time.
The thing that we're looking at is trying to find a location that keeps the students from having to drive all the way to Wayne City or all the way to Fairfield. So we're looking at somewhere out in the Boylston area, which we may have a building out there that we could actually meet. And it may be that we actually would meet in Wayne City for 2 weeks and Fairfield in 2 weeks, kind of give the kids the opportunity to, you know, meet in other businesses, because that's what it is you need to meet in a business. They don't want you meeting in a school.
Robson said several board members had viewed other CEO programs' final trade shows, where their products were showcased, in an effort to prepare for the program.
So a lot of the board members went around to Wabash, Effingham, Mount Vernon CEO, and kind of to see how that's all played up. And then, we're ready to roll this summer. Mary Musgrave, who's the facilitator, and I think some of the board members are going to go to kind of like the convention training of that. She'll be ready to go in August, so looking forward to it.
The hope, according to Robson, is that 2 or 3 of the CEO program members will come back to or remain in the area with viable businesses in the future. Wes and Cheryl Clodfelter recently directed $2,500 to West Salem Grade School PTO through America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Bayer Fund. As part of their mission, the PTO will use the funds to purchase new playground equipment. Celebrating its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities partners with farmers to support nonprofit organizations strengthening rural communities. The program offers farmers the chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a nonprofit of their choice. It has awarded more than $33 million to over 8,000 nonprofits across rural America. Al Mitchell, Vice President of Corporate Engagement for Bayer, says farmers are one of America's best resources. He said they know when and where there is a need, which is why Grow Communities partners with them to make direct donations to the organizations they are passionate about and that make a positive impact in communities. The Fairfield Park District will meet tomorrow evening at 6. After certifying results from last month's election, in which Linda Monge was elected to serve a 6-year term as park commissioner, the board will move on to discuss several matters of old business. The board is expected to review progress on the Lakeside Reservoir project and upgrades to the North Baseball Diamond at Leo French Park, as well as a softball diamond. It will also discuss reimbursement to the Lions Club for Contiki tables. In new business, the board will set pool hours and fees, and it's also expected to approve lifeguard training. Board members will weigh a truck purchase as well before adjourning for the night. Last month was far wetter and significantly warmer than 1 year ago. At the WFIW WOKZ studios, we received 7 inches and 77 hundredths of rainfall during April, one of the highest totals for a month since we recorded over 12 inches in April 2011. Almost half of last month's rainfall came on the 25th, when the studio received 3 1/3 inches. It rained at the studios 12 days in April, including 5 of the last 8. Last April, we recorded 2 inches and 74 hundredths of rainfall, with the heaviest total checking in at just over an inch on the 14th. The average high for last month was 68.1 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 84 degrees on the 30th. The coolest high was 46 on the 14th. Last year, the average high was 62.3, with a high temperature of 79 coming on the 12th. Last year's coolest high was 41 on the 1st. The average low for last month was 47.9 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 25 on the 1st. The warmest low temperature was 79 on the 22nd. April 2018's average low was 39.4 degrees, with a low of 24 on the 8th. Last year's warmest low temperature was 64 degrees on the 13th. Last week was a bust for Illinois farmers, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
Producers had very little time in the fields thanks to continued wet conditions, says crop statistician Mark Scheusener.
Corn planting advanced by just 1 point and is now 10% finished. That compares to 68% 1 year ago and 66% for the 5-year average. 2% of corn acres have emerged. Soybean planting remained stalled at 3% complete. That compares to 26% 1 year ago and 16% normally.
9% of the winter wheat crop has headed and 38% is rated in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated at 26% adequate and 74% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois troopers plan to start dressing up like construction workers as they patrol work zones. According to the Illinois State Police, troopers will be watching for speeders, distracted drivers, and other violators in construction zones in the Operation Hard Hat campaign. The undercover patrols were already underway in an effort to raise awareness for Work Zone Safety Week. More patrols are planned in the future, though specifics have not been set. Illinois State Trooper Jason Wilson said the patrols weren't about writing tickets or pulling people over, but instead about keeping people safe. Until the Operation Hard Hat campaign, patrols in work zones had always been marked vehicles. The new detail consisted of one observation trooper and 3 enforcement troopers patrolling in the zone for 2 hours. In that span, 10 traffic stops produced 10 speeding contacts, 1 seatbelt violation, and 2 other equipment warnings. In response to an accident involving anhydrous ammonia this spring, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association is offering a few reminders. If there is a release, the first thing that must be done is reporting the situation to emergency responders, says the association's Gene Payne.
You know, if this just gets reported by a bystander as a white cloud, who knows what that is? Well, ammonia is not smoke. It's ammonia, and it can kill you. And so we will take, you know, these can be common mistakes that we see happen in downstate Illinois. Those hoses have got to be disconnected when you're on a public roadway. Those valves must be turned off, and you must be able and ready to call the local authorities, the National Response Center, and the Illinois Emergency Management Agency when you have a release. It's fine to call your fertilizer dealer and say, hey, I've got a problem, but you should only do that after you've made those other phone calls.
Late last month, a mishap involving a tractor toolbar and 2 nurse tanks led to ammonia being released in a populated area in Beach Park, just outside of Chicago. Several people were hospitalized from that incident. That's the news. Area deaths next.
When we think of a real estate agent, we think of somebody simply selling our home or finding us a new one. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Okay, here's the comps. We'll take some pics, we'll post them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
A home is life-changing, and your real estate agent should reflect that. Honesty, integrity, and someone who will go above and beyond to make your dreams come true.
Hometown Realty. We're different because you're different. We want what you want. Experience the difference today. Call us at 842-7510.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 81. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,042, and that is up 77. The NASDAQ is at 7,989, that is up 25. And June crude oil is at $62.01, and that is up 61 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Dorothy L. Lee died at 4 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was the city treasurer for two terms. Dorothy Lee is survived by one son, Stanley Lee of Louisville, Kentucky, one daughter, Sharon Matoyer of Kansas City, Kansas, six grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, one sister, Arlene Dunnigan of Jeff, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Dorothy Lee will be held at noon on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Wayne County Humane Society, the American Heart Association, or the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 94-year-old Carmi resident Elza Leroy Winter died at 9:31 p.m. on Tuesday at Select Specialty Hospital in Evansville. He was a grain and livestock farmer. Elza Winter is survived by two sons, Jerry of Carmi and Jamie of Princeton. Funeral services for Elza Winter will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to Pets at Risk or the donor's favorite charity, and they will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home. 88-year-old former Fairfield resident Martha Lucille Smith died Thursday evening at Sunrise of Naperville North Assisted Living Facility in Naperville. She was a homemaker and worked at Airtex Products. Martha Lucille Smith is survived by four daughters: Debbie Sissel of Aurora, Elizabeth Ann Sturgeon of Hanover Park, Brenda Ferris of Franklin Park, and Lori Walker of Anchorage, Alaska, 11 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. A funeral service for Martha Lucille Smith will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 68-year-old Mount Erie resident David Michael Pfeiffer died on Sunday at his home. He was a lifelong truck driver. David Pfeiffer is survived by his wife, Donna, one daughter, Crystal Campbell of Staunton, three sons, Michael of Olney, Kevin of Noble, and Kyle of Mount Erie, two sisters, Donna Campbell of Jupiter, Florida, and Teresa Hatcher of Derby, Kansas, one brother, Randy Pfeiffer of Albion, and four grandchildren. A celebration of life service for David Pfeiffer will be held on Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Mount Erie Church of the Nazarene. Memorials may be made to Hospice of Southeastern Illinois. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And the same way that apps have made our lives easier, Hyundai has made car shopping easier with their Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. There's finally a way to go car shopping that pumps up your confidence, puts you in control. It's so convenient. You can even schedule a test drive at home or at work. The future is here. Hyundai Shopper Assurance available at participating dealerships only. Test drive subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 85, an 80% chance for rain tonight. Tonight's low, 65, an 80% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 72. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Friday. A high of 65 and low of 45. Scattered showers Saturday, a high of 68 and low of 50. And then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday, we'll have a high of 70 and an overnight low of 48.